Du lytter til Enneagrammet Next Level podcast med Flemming Christensen. Og i den her episode, der taler han med Sharmar Rafat, der er en enneagram-ekspert og bosat i Egypten. Interviewet i sin fulde længde kan findes på Enneagram Insights, men en del af det handler om konferencen i januar 2024 i Cairo. Og den er nu afholdt. Derfor er her den bid, hvor hun fortæller om sin personlige rejse med enneagrammet og ønsker for fremtiden. Rigtig god lytning.
I'm doing an interview with you, Sharmar Rafat, and I'm so happy that you are here with me today.
Thank you so much, Flemming. It's nice to have being with you.
All right. The Enneagram, did you find it or did it find you?
Okay. I have a funny story for this. I started my my self-development journey like 6 years ago, studying the Reiki. Within my process of reaching the Reiki teacher certificate, I have been hearing like a lot of numbers around. Let's call it numbers. And you might be so, and you are so. What is that number? What's the Enneagram? This is the first time to hear something called an Enneagram. I hate being framed in numbers. And after taking the diploma, my teacher, Abdurrahman Abdullah, told me, so he was asking all the people, attendees, students, who so convinced me why you think you are this kind of type. And when he asked me, why do you see yourself so as a nine, the type structure spoke and told him, they are all numbers, see whatever, it's okay for me. Choose whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that it's just like, it's okay. I see myself in the nine types.
Ah.
So it doesn't matter which type is it.
And that is how you see it today? It doesn't really matter? Or
definitely. Okay. Definitely, I see it from a totally different perspective. Yes.
I get it. So you might be a type nine, but you might also be all the types. Is that how I should hear?
It's easy to see myself in all of the types.
So if you connect someone with type nine, how do you think you use that in the work of the conference?
Oh, seeing different perspectives, seeing all the points of views of each one, and trying to meet the points to reach our objectives, to reconcile the points to reach our objectives.
Okay. Okay. So you are the gentle but tough marketing director that gently but directly guide people in a common direction.
Would you ask
that be true?
Would you say it again, please?
So sometimes the nines, they're very gentle, they're very soft, they're very, you know, everybody loves the nines. Still, they have this directness. Like, yep, come on, come. We're on a mission here. And then they kind of are gently push people in the right direction.
Yes, I can do that. Actually, I do that.
So that's part of your thing. Okay.
You know what hit me first when I started learning the Enneagram? That I have a self.
No.
Leading from an eye. Actual nine, it hit me very strongly that I have a self to begin with. So if you are asking me if the Enneagram would help anyone, yes. And it's not theoretical, it was in practice. That was me.
Do you have family and kids?
I have a husband, I have no kids.
Okay. But do you think that the Enneagram also help us in this daily life when we have to kind of do our things and shopping and sitting together and cooking and cleaning and seeing friends and this very ordinary life? Or you think it help us there too?
Definitely, yes. I see it now vividly in every daily, in the daily routine of my routine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I saw the dynamics of the Enneagram helped me a lot with my relationship with my mother. Seeing that we're leading from two different islands, I'm from the gut and she's from the heart. And when I knew about the Enneagram and where she's leading her life from, so I had a lot of compassion towards her. So I have more understanding. Yeah, I was like, oh, I didn't know that. Okay, that's why you're doing that. Okay, I don't know that I did that. Okay, so went in totally different dynamics with her after learning the Enneagram.
So in a way, this remembering me can heal me, but are you also saying that it can heal like generations? It can bring a better, deeper, more compassionate understanding towards our parents.
Exactly.
And the people around us. If we could do some scientifically research on the Enneagram, investigate something in using science, meaning that we have proof that we check this out and it's absolutely true, it's certain. And if we check it again, we get the same result. And there was a bunch of resources, money and time and people to do some research for you. Where would you send them to do some research? What kind of direction? What would be the topic of that research if you could send people off to study something and bring data back to you about something, and you and the whole community, of course. So what would be the area that you said, we could use some science over here in regards to the Enneagram?
Okay, I would invite them to go do all the homework that they see to prove scientifically and logically. And when they are done with it, come and join us and learn the Enneagram.
Okay.
It's not that logical yet. Part of it, yes, and part of it you need to let go of all that's going up here in our heads.
Okay. So I'm just checking if I understand you correct. So is it so that there are parts of the Enneagram has some elements that can only be experienced, or elements that is mystical and has to be kind of a personal discovery, and science will not do anything towards it. It's a personal experience, or excavation, discovery. And is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that there are facts about the Enneagram, learnings about the laws and everything, 1 and 2 and everything, 1 and 3 and everything. Yes, it's an experiential kind of science to go with your own experience. We are totally different in kind of journeys. Each one of us has different journey. The journey that meet me in where I am right now, where I'm ready to take this kind of learning. So it's an experiential. Nothing I can prove here. Yet I can share my experience or journey or learnings or wisdom from what I see so far.
So thank you a lot, Shaima, for sharing.
Thank you so much for having me, Fleming. Thank you so much. It's really my pleasure.
Thank you.
Tak fordi du lyttede med, og husk at tjekke show notes, hvis du gerne vil vide mere om enneagrammet og de 9 typer.